students at Illinois on the Urbana campus who wish to attend the College of Law can be admitted through the ILEAP program during their junior year, and they can be admitted based on their undergraduate GPA and a number of other factors, including their performance in an undergraduate class. But no, they do not need to take the LSAT for this particular program. And this is a program that was approved by the ABA and continues to be approved by that organization.
You weren't aware, you said, first of all, with the problems with the profile data.
I was not aware of problems with the profile data until the commencement of the investigation. That is correct.
This may not rise to the level of what went on at U of I with an admission scandal, but is this something that you feel the School of Law has now been able to get past with his resignation, or is there something? Is there a recovery period?
Well, firstly, let me say that we take the matter of data integrity very, very seriously. We respect the findings of this report. We think the report is very thorough, very thoughtful, and very fair. And we do have work to do. We have work to do implementing the recommendations, and we've already started to make those steps. We have work to do in regaining the confidence of our broader community, and I think we'll regain that very, very quickly. The core fundamentals of this school are exceptionally strong, and I know that our alumni, our students, and our peers in the legal community understand that and will continue to understand that. But yes, we respect the report and we'll get to work on implementing its recommendations.
Does ILEAP capture, I've seen a quote from you, as trying to think outside the box and as far as in marketing efforts?
Well, I think that with respect to ILEAP as an innovative program, I think it is an innovation. It is a type of program that has been adopted by other schools with very, very superb undergraduate cohorts. It's a program that I think works well when you have a very clear knowledge of your undergraduate student body. We have many, many students from the Urbana campus matriculate at the college. They do exceptionally well, and this group of ILEAP students has done well as we would have expected. Yes, I think it is quite rare for a law school dean to teach undergraduates to try to bring those very best students, some of whom may never have met a lawyer or never had a lawyer in a family, to bring those students in. I do think that is in some ways an innovative program, and it's not to say others haven't experimented in that regard, but we think it is something that's very good, and we intend to continue.
Does the ILEAP add any additional pressure on law school staff to market itself or some of these other initiatives, as well as some of the things you have to put in place to recover from what had happened with the scores?
Well, certainly the ILEAP program is a program now that we've been doing for several years. So that particular program requires an investment by the college. I will be teaching undergraduates again this spring. It's one of my things I enjoy doing. But of course, that brings me in the classroom and does involve an investment of time. I think that's a good investment of time. With respect to the response to the report, yes, we will be devoting substantial resources, personnel, time to try to make sure we promptly and comprehensively implement those recommendations, and that is as it should be. We take those recommendations very, very seriously, and we intend to make sure they're fully and promptly implemented.
As ILEAP best characterized, is marketing, or is it a bit larger description applied to that?
Well, I can simply describe it in the way our faculty described it in 2010 in our self-study. It's a program designed to keep the very best undergraduates from the Urbana campus at the College of Law to pursue their legal studies. I think that goes well beyond marketing. I think that goes to the core essence of what we are as a college, trying to be very responsible members of the university community, trying to provide access to a first-class legal education at an affordable price, and recognizing that some of the very best students in this nation study right here in Urbana-Champaign.